Yesterday, on Auroville birthday, we were at the new language lab building in the international zone. We participated to a small ceremony of consecration and celebration and met Mita, one of the two school founders. Here you can listen to her words.
Yeah, just simple question. What are you doing today?
We've actually been working in this building for a few weeks, about 3 weeks, I think. But then we decided to mark the opening. We didn't have a full inauguration because there are quite a bit of the building is not finished yet. So we said, but we're inside and we're working here. So we said, okay, fine. We'll make a little ceremony for Auroville's birthday and just, you know, people can see the building and see what it's all about. This is the language lab. So it's a place to learn languages. So we have like this room where we are sitting. It's the MediaTek where we have audio, video and software for learning languages, for self-study, guided study and so on. Then we have classes where people can come and take classes in different languages and, you know, people are welcome to come and teach. And so, you know, Mother, she mentioned, you know, French, English, Tamil, Sanskrit, like you must have been at the bonfire this morning and you saw the four languages in which the charter was read. So hopefully one day in the future we will all be multilingual, you know. We will be a multilingual community. We could choose to speak in any language that we wanted, you know. Wouldn't that be nice? So downstairs is like language lab, and then the upstairs is what we call the Tomatis Center. So it's named after a French scientist and ENT doctor whose name was Dr. Alfred Tomatis and his wife Lena Tomatis. So they created a very special method. It's to use the muscles of the middle ear and train the brain. It's like stimulate the brain, and it helps learn languages much faster. And it also has a whole range of different applications, you know, from, you know, learning disorders, developmental delays, autism, self-development, simply, you know, people who are stressed, if you feel kind of stuck in your life and in a crossroads and don't know where to go, you feel lost, it really helps. Unleashing creativity. So it's not only for problems, it's like a listening training. So it's to come into resonance with people around. So it's a listening training. It's quite deep, actually. Tomatis is a whole thing. You can't talk about it in short. It's very hard to talk about it in short, but there are many, many, many applications of Tomatis. So that is upstairs is the whole Tomatis Center. So we have adults room, we have the children's room, and we have other spaces. We have a link on our website which gives a whole film in detail about this. So,
all right, the school is just for our villains or for
it's for everybody. It's for everybody. We have, it's always been Aurovillians, newcomers, guests, long-term volunteers, local people around Pondicherry and Tomatis. We are getting people from all over India. People come for the Tomatis programs. And the thing about this building is we really made a huge effort to make it an ecological and healthy building. So we have, it's made in lime. It's the first public lime building in Auroville. So what you see around me, this is all, it's not cement, it's lime. And so the lime breathes. There's an in-out movement, there's breathing of the lime. So it's an ecological building. And we put probiotics, you know, Margarita and Gudelma, they helped us with that. And we put probiotics right from the foundation to the top. And we even have the probiotic ceramic in this RCC, in this roof and the top roof. And also the building is electromagnetically compliant. So there's a whole system, it's like a cage of Faraday to, you know, stop the magnetic fields and electrical fields So yeah, lots of research in this building.
Even if inside there are lots of electrical devices.
Yes, yes, to try and reduce that. So we had to do many things for that, you know. We had to, like, you have to twist the live and the neutral cable. You have to make the connections in a certain way. Then we made our own lights, because the normal LED, it actually emits a lot of radiation because of the transformer. As soon as you have a transformer, you know, it radiates. So we had to, our friend Joel, who's a genius, he explained to us how to make these. And we, you know, so these, we made these lights. And they're cheaper than your normal LED and they have no radiation. So a lot of research went in this building, and also we have a whole system of cooling without air conditioning, based on these towers with these underground tunnels which are underneath the corridors, and these whole system of inlet shafts and outlet shafts. So that system is not finished. So, but that is the main, as we say, USP of the building. And so that's why we say it's not an inauguration today. It's because we have to finish that part. The main thing that we have to finish. And while we have to finish some floors, we'll have a cafeteria, because when people learn languages, afterwards you come, you hang out, you know, have something and talk in the language, you know. So the cafeteria is not ready. Few things are not ready. We'll have a proper professional recording studio in the future for music, for a proper professional studio, and actually for Tomatis, when we do the work, we have to make recordings of the mother of the person doing the program, you know. So those recordings also will happen there, but it'll be a proper studio, so people, even bands who come to Auroville, you know, they can practice there, and it'll be, that one will be totally soundproof. That can bring in some money for the running costs, you know, because we have to find a way for the running costs. Also to pay teachers, it's always been a difficult thing, because we don't get any budget from Auroville. Everything we do, it's on our own feet. So we got the government grant for the first part of the building. That's what we got. But on the budget, so we wanted to be basically a service unit trying to be self-sufficient. We want to show that you can run on your own feet. We met, so, and then that we can pay teachers, that it, and people have fun. Basically, people have to have fun, you know, learning. You have to enjoy it, you know. You have to have fun and, you know, enjoy yourself. And teaching also has to be enjoyable, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you do Tomatis, you just have your headphones on and then you just play. Are we? Okay.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Meeta.